Good evening, everybody. The word of the sermon is encourage. Encourage. Usually the Lord has laid on my heart 2 weeks ago what the topic will be, and I really was wondering, and this week I went, as I said this morning, we had a lot of issues at work, you know. You've worked in a plant, you understand. Change and CPI and that don't mean nothing to none of you. And I'm trying to make it not to mean anything to me. And that's where encouragement comes from. To look beyond what lies before us. Encourage is to inspire with courage, hope, or resolution. To help or foster. So I just wrote down a little bit on the worldly encouragements. And I got to thinking about, you know, our government, our economy. But they could give us the best encouragement, but it's not good past right now. It has an end. And the more I thought about that, the more I thought that touches on everything in our world today. The government cannot make us a promise it won't keep. It can't keep. We know who can, right? We know who made the promises that go on eternally. So, no more. That's discouraging. I thought I wasn't going to say nothing discouraging. This is about encouragement. We have folks with health issues. Think about Jillian. Talk about that all the time. We have folks with job issues. But at any given point in time, this ain't even going anyways near the way I thought it was. But at any point in time, Greg, you are an encourager, but tomorrow you might be the encouragee. That really stood out this morning with Claire and his testimony. He's retired. He's able to get out and about to encourage folks. But I saw a man that needed encouragement here this morning. And that's I think that's what the Lord has laid on my heart. We're all one or the other, and we can be both at the same time. Think a lot about our preacher. When he goes to bed at night, he thinks about every one of us. Every one of us. You think he needs some encouragement once in a while? I bet he worries about Ryan's situation. You know, I just say that, not that it's any more important than any other situation, but before I know it, it's tough. Really tough. But our pastor, he is our chief encourager in a physical sense, but we all need to encourage him, right? Worldly encouragement. There's not much encouraging news coming out of the world today. Like I said, how much time they can give us something to hope for is limited, because it will pass. I often think a lot about when I was a kid, thinking about Christmas morning. Now you laid upstairs in that anticipation. I remember running downstairs, and run back and wake Rodney and Lucinda and Jeff up, say Santa Claus has been here, and you get down there and you're tear and rip and tear, and then you look around, you've ripped and tore everything. You're kind of like that. Don't we still do that today? In the physical encouragement, doctors, medicines, dialysis, bypass surgeries. I remember going through with Dad when he had all these heart problems. It was like an emotional roller coaster ride. You're up here, hey, it's good, encouraging, and then the next day he took a step backward and wow, that's hard. The situation with your parents, that's hard. The encouragement of this all is we get a new body. I keep telling Mom, you know, she has her problems. You know, and it's tough to watch that go on. But I get so encouraged with knowing my mom's going to have a new body. My dad already has a new body. My grandpa Charlie. Everyone that has passed, that has been born again, has a new body. It's not an old wore out thing like your grandma has. No offense, Patty. I told her today I thought she was still in her 50s. She told me she wasn't. But anyways, that's the thing. We got to encourage one another through all these hardships, through all these hard times that we go through. You listen to our prayer request. Maybe that's where this came from. And there are always somebody's body's broken down on. Most 99% of the time, if their bodies are broken down, whether they're Christians or not, of course we all have the concern for the lost. That goes without being saying. But most of our spoken prayer requests is for physical healing. People, God's going to heal us all one of these days. Our bodies will be changed in the twinkling of an eye. I got some scriptures wrote down. We'll get to them in a second. Then I wrote down spiritual encouragement. And I grabbed the Bible, and I thought, now where do I start looking for encouraging news? Well, it was everywhere I looked. The word, let's see, the actual word encourage is but just a few places in here, in the scriptures. And all the words in this book, the actual word encourage is only a couple of places. Yeah, I forgot again, Debbie. Okay. But this book is totally full of encouraging words. I tried to find just a specific topic, and I couldn't find one. I found hundreds. Every place I looked was an encouragement to young and old alike. Debbie reminded me I forgot to have prayer. So we'll do that now. Let's pray. Lord, I humbly bow here before you this evening, Lord, to lift your name up, to praise you, to thank you, Lord, for your love, your mercy, and your goodness, for your encouraging spirit that indwells us, your encouraging word that you lay here before us. We ask now, Lord, to just stir hearts in here this evening. Maybe we be all encouraged by you. I thank you, Lord, for each and everything. I ask for you to forgive me where I fell, you, Lord, in these prayers we ask in Christ's name. Amen. Like I say, the scriptures are full of encouraging words, and one of the first ones I wrote down was 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18. 1 Thessalonians 4, verses 13 through 18. And God has just laid on my heart. I know He's blessed me tremendously in the last year, where, how do I say this? I want everybody to feel this. I want everybody to, and don't misunderstand me, but I want everybody to be able to stand up and say, praise the Lord, at any given time, no matter how discouraged we might be, we've got to be able to give Him praise at all times. Why? Because 1 Thessalonians 4:13-8. But I would not have ye be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, that ye sorrow not, but as others which have no hope. Now he's telling us right there, when somebody dies that is lost, we don't have any hope for them. But he's telling us here that we can have the promises that our parents or whomever that has passed on, we have hope. For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, is that you? Ask yourself. Even so, to them which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout and the voice of the archangel and the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. Now, that's a whole sermon in itself, that scripture text right there. But my point is, we need to be encouraged by that. Revelation 21:1-7. They always say, we know we win, read the back of the book. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people. And God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is the thirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. What more encouraging words do we need? Okay? We win, people. We win. We struggle through this life with our heartaches, our bodies breaking down on us, and this and that, and everything else distracts us, but we still win. That's what we got to focus on. We've all went through a lot of things, lots of things that we can't even share with one another that we've done. But if we pass that behind us, turn that over to the Lord, accepted Him as our Savior, we can be encouraged by these promises. No matter what. Right, Oki? No matter what. Can you hear me? No matter what. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And then I wanted to touch on just a little bit about Claire's discouragement with the way the world is. The folks that we witness to. We got to have a constant concern for the law. But we can't save them, folks. We cannot do that. And there's a line between getting ourselves depressed over the way the world is, over because that person won't listen, won't hear, won't accept what I'm telling them. We don't need to go there. We're responsible for sharing the word. Preach it to them. Show it to them with a smile and a handshake and a hug and an ear. Listen to them. But we need not be discouraged. Okay? Listen to what he says right here I didn't write what the book was. I think it's 1 Peter. I got it marked. I do have it marked. Yeah, it's 1 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but is long-suffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Claire, be not discouraged. He's given them all the time they need. If they do not do it, Claire, it's not your fault. Okay? And I mean that in a loving way, okay? It's not that I don't care. Understand that. Because I care for them. I share it with them. I try to share it with them at work. If it's no more than to say, you know Jesus loves you. But we can't be depressed when they don't. That's that personal relationship that they got to do it. Like they say, you can lead a horse to water, but you can't make them drink. Okay, you can show it. And the scripture's full of words in there that there's going to be a lot that don't accept. That's just, as Grandpa said, part of life. It's part of the way it is. Okay? Young people, remember that. Remember that. Well, that's all I got wrote down. But I so wanted to be, you all don't realize how much of an encouragement you are to me. I mean, here I am in a few years' time, I think I come in and I sat right there and I shook till that pew shook. Jeff's daughter, Sarah, grabbed me by the hand. I wanted to run. But not one of you looked at me like, what's the matter with that weirdo? Not one of you asked what my problem was. Knew what I'd been through. You was just concerned about me. And Jeff had you pray for me a lot. Claire said you all did. I appreciate that. So I'm so encouraged by y'all. And I hope that I can be an encouragement to y'all somehow. But be encouraged. Praise the Lord at all times. Even when you miss that big buck or whatever.